is Deanna, and our second guest today is Evangelos Ekatomatis, and he lives in Greece. I'm sorry, I'm laughing. I have a 25-pound cat that just decided that it was time for him to sit in my lap. When I'm upstairs in my office doing my program, it's, you know, he's downstairs, but he thinks that he has to sit in my lap 24/7. But anyway, you were talking about the camps and tracing and tracking, and of course they make those same claims here, and what is amazing to me is that so many people believe all this.
Yes.
I just cannot believe they believe that they need to mask themselves up, suffer hypoxia, because I've talked to people and they admit they can't breathe as well, but they won't take their mask off. What the heck is wrong with people?
Yes, there is a brainwashing, and the people, they believe what they see on mass media. And personally, I don't believe at all. even, you know, a few leaders that made that were vaccinated on a public view, I don't believe that they got a real vaccine.
Oh, of course not. It was saline, or it was one of those retractable needles. In fact, let's see, Dr. Fauci got a vaccine on I didn't see it because I haven't turned on my TV for almost a year. He got this vaccine in one arm, and the next time we see him on TV, the next time that people viewed him on TV, he was rubbing the opposite arm, saying there was no repercussions from the vaccine.
People got.
The other thing is that, excuse me, Dr. Fauci knew, studied, was aware of the issues involved in what is referred to as the Spanish flu.
Yes.
This occurred at the end of World War I. And there millions of people died. The reason that they died is because they wore masks. It had nothing to do with a virus. It had nothing to do with anything.
Actually, I have read one study of the U.S. Army. That was the cause started from a bacteria. It was not a virus. It was a bacteria, a specific bacteria which was initiated to American soldiers through vaccination.
Right, right. And between that and the mask, millions of people died.
Yes, yes. A very, very sad story. But people do not search, they don't read. And, you know, those who are executing these policies are very well-educated people who know very well how to perform propaganda, psychological war, and how to handle the human behavior. So I believe that the majority of the people have become a kind of sheep. They don't react. It is very pity, but we cannot do anything about it. Something which is quite interesting for me is that I had in the very beginning that the most, let's say, society under surveillance of the population is China. But suddenly, after the so-called coronavirus pandemic, I discovered that the number one country, big brother now, country is Russia, the Russian Federation, especially in the big cities. Why? Because the government has put cameras in all streets and also in the doors of all houses. So from the moment that you go out in the street, they know exactly when you went, where did you go, and what you did. And these cameras is quite interesting because they don't just have a, an icon, but also they record also the sounds. And all this data, they keep it not for specific period of time, but infinitive. So it's a very big project, actually, quite interesting. And the technology they use, they can, these cameras can see you, who are you, even if you wear a mask. You see, all say type of regimes. They want to have a population control. And with this situation, they force the people to stay in the house and to make the majority of their, let's say, purchases through internet. So now people started, to use less physical money, so we go in a cashless society faster, and this situation actually benefits the big corporations. Why? Because let's say Amazon, it is you find cheaper products there, and it is let's say more convenient for the people. It destroys the local economy. The middle and small businesses actually are destroying everywhere.
Now,
And
have they mandated that small businesses close in Greece?
yes. And this is a very big problem because even this very small period of time that they said, okay, you sell, let's say, shoes, and you open. They made a patent that they is a Greek patent. They call it click away. That you have to go, first of all, you have to telephone to the shop to order what you want, and then to go to the shop and to take it. But if I don't put the shoes, the clothes, how I know that this is fits to me? So it's a crazy situation. And the majority of these businesses, they don't have a internet. They don't have pages. Now they started a little, to organize to make e-shopping, but it's not operating actually, because the people they want to see the products, this kind of products, on the spot. So now they make it will make it a little different to be able to okay again by an appointment, but to be able to go inside the shop. But when they said they will do it when stop this lockdown, but I don't believe that again will work this.
Right, and the lockdown started. Did it start in March of last year for Greece? It started at the same time.
Yes, the same time. The same time, it was much longer period because they started very early, and it was quite a long period of time. And I had the idea that it will start it again in October, but at the end of September, they started again lockdown in Greece. And I spoke with doctors and with the people in the pharmacies if they have people ill. They said nobody is ill because in Greece we have a lot of sunny weather,
Right, yes.
and additionally the people wear the masks and it's. They don't have actually ill people. It is quite funny because you don't see ill people and in television every day they make propaganda about people who are ill and die. And I know some cases. For example, I have a friend, his wife is working in a nursing hospital for people who have a very serious problem of health. So a young man died there, but he didn't die from, of course, from coronavirus. And when his father went to take the body of his son, the doctors said to him, "Oh, if you accept to make a certificate that he died from coronavirus, from COVID-19, we are going to pay you all the expenses of the death ceremony."
Oh, so they pay for the funerals if they, oh my
Yes, and
gosh.
actually they pay you some extra money because the funeral. It depends, okay, what kind of funeral you make, but let's say it's an average of 3,000 euros, and they give to him 5,000 euros. So
Wow.
he accepted. He accepted. Also, I know another case. Very close friend of mine. He knew a man that his father died from heart attack. And the doctor went to him and said, "If you accept a certificate that your father died from coronavirus, you and your family for the next 5 years, we will cover you 100%, everything that will happen to you concerning your health. And you will go in any hospital of your choice in a luxury room that you will be, alone in this room from you and all your relatives first degree, relatives."
Wow.
So you see, they find ways, to increase the numbers. And
Now you've had, Greece has had socialized medicine for quite some time, correct?
yes.
And that I excuse me, I think that we have something called the Affordable Health Care Act, which literally allows the government to take control of a person's health.
Yes, now that they made it in the past. For example, if someone wanted to buy antibiotics, okay, I could go to the pharmacy. I could buy whatever I wanted. There was no need, to go directly to the doctor. Now, they don't sell to you. You have to go first to the doctor, and to make a special recipe to pass through computer, and to give you a special document. And with this document, you will go to buy the drugs that you want. So it's a quite strange the situation, and it is a very dangerous situation, especially with elder people, because the elder people they face most of the most of them they face different health problems, so they force them now to go to the doctors. The doctors, this period of time, they don't accept as before. You know, if you need, for example, to get two boxes of one medicine, they don't give you. They write you only one. They face serious health problems.
Wow.
But this this situation leads more, you know, people to the hospitals. More people die. I think is a part of a depopulation agenda also. Maybe it is a part of agenda of not paying many, you know, pensions.
All right. All right. You get rid of all the useless eaters.
Yes, it is very actually not normal situation. I believe that we are going to see worse things, because I read also in America the CDC announced that from 2022 will stop to have statistics about people who are getting ill from any types of influenza. I think this is this is because they want to increase even more the numbers, the statistical numbers from COVID. But if you see the total statistical data of the total deaths from any reason. In Greece, they are not, you know, they are not increased
They're not
in
increased here
total.
either.
Yes, I could say maybe a little less the numbers. The same in England that I saw some statistics. So, this is the way, this is how things are going. I believe that the future will be very, very dangerous. Governments will start also to take little by little the legal arms people have. Or for protection, or for hunting, or whatever.
Right.
We live in a form of, let's say, apocalyptical times. There is a saint, is called Saint Cosmas the Aetolian, who lived more than about 200 years before. So he said, you know, his prophecies, the majority of them have fulfilled, and very few, you know, actually were waiting, you know, to become a reality. And one of his prophecies was, you know, in the future.
Wow. Okay, we're going to go to a short break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good.
All right, we are back with Evangelos Ekatomatis and Greece. And I'm just... it just amazes me how easily brainwashed people are. I just, even though they're not being able to breathe, they see all the consequences and they're not fighting. I just don't get it. I know that I see people in Denmark that are opposing this. I've seen on Twitter, various films and whatnot where people are opposing it, but I really don't see sufficient evidence that people are saying, no, we're not going to take this.
Yes, you are right. And the most surprising is that you see people, educated people, well-educated people, who actually believe this propaganda. So what I wanted to tell you, that Saint Cosmas the Aetolian said that in the future you must be careful, and you have always, you know, two guns, one legal and one illegal, at ammunition. Because the government is going to come for will take your legal gun, and if we'll take your legal gun and you don't have any other gun and ammunition. You will not be able to defend yourself and your family. So we are approaching to this stage now, and also it's quite interesting how they silence the free speech. In Greece, they started through the social media, and after that, now they started to silence free bloggers. So they make lists from blogs that are against vaccination, and they started to shut down, or even worse, to jail people. So it is crazy because, for example, they ban a blog because they speak against vaccination, against forced vaccination, not in generally vaccination. At the same time, they don't ban another site, a left-wing site, that, speak about killing all the native Greeks. And it reminds me, for example, in USA, in the state of Arizona, that they ban the parlor. At the same time, they don't ban sites that sell T-shirts, kill all the Republicans.
Right. Or so, they don't ban ban things regarding pedophilia. Yes. They don't. I got censored on Twitter this week. They sent me to the censorship corner because I posted something that they didn't like. Yes. So it's very difficult to free speech is gone.
Yes, yes. It is quite interesting. At the same time, we saw in Poland, the Supreme Court of Poland said to the big tech, to Google, to Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, that you don't have the right to ban accounts because you don't agree with their political views or with the religious views of a person. So if you ban an account, for every account you ban, you have to pay $800,000 penalty.
Wow.
So this was an exception, but you see there are some some judges that are still operating out of the system. And also in Czechia, the Supreme Court make a decision that it is unconstitutional for somebody to force him to wear a mask. It's quite interesting, but it is here and there, you know. It's not
it's not across the board.
Yes, yes.
Right. I think that they want to get on record for speaking out and for personal freedoms. But then the week after they say something different, so that they can be on record, whatever they happen to say, depending on how they want to use it. For instance, Fauci is on record saying, "Oh, masks aren't necessary," and then in another a week later, he says that masks are necessary. So he's on record for having two different opinions, and they're going to use whichever opinion is appropriate for a particular event. Okay, we are going to a break. We will be right back, and we'll open the phone lines. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead.
All righty, welcome back. This is Tiana, and our guest is Evangelist Ekatomatis, who is living in Greece. If you have a question or a comment, you may call into the program at 800-313-9443. And it's very interesting, you mentioned the Supreme Court. Our Supreme Court is stacked. For instance, one of the more recent additions to the Supreme Court is Brett Kavanaugh, who covered up the murder of Vince Foster, who was probably going to talk about all the pedophilia among the politicians, and was murdered. And Kavanaugh covered it up. And then the most recent addition, you have to question what she did to why she is being rewarded. So it is incredibly interesting. The other thing, too, that is very detrimental is that people are now living in stress. They're afraid, and stress, all disease is caused by stress. So in addition to hypoxia that you can get from wearing a mask, you also have fear-based stress. Fear of the future, just plain fear that will cause
anxiety, also anxiety because
anxiety, stress, all together, whatever word it all leads to.
And this is the reason also there is an increase in suicides, and also people who have psychological problems, and there is a big increase from the people who are using psychiatric drugs.
Right.
So there is a tension in the society, because also the violence inside the family also.
Right, domestic violence.
Yes, the domestic violence. All these problems are problems that we are going to see in the future in a very big level.
And homelessness. When people can't work, they're going to lose their house.
Yes, they can't even survive because, for example, these people who have a small business, and for example, in Greece, they said during the lockdown, you will pay the 60% of what you were paying before as a rent price. But even the 60%, if you don't have customers, you know, if you are not working, you cannot survive.
Right.
And imagine now that it is more than 2 months in lockdown since the very beginning. It is very bad. It's very bad. I believe 70% of the businesses are going to close. Very few will survive because the businesses. Some businesses, business owners, they also had loans already.
Right.
Now, it's not possible to survive. Will survive only the big business or a very few businesses that have, let's say, very specialized, you know, products, or some businesses that, let's say, the building belongs to the businessman, so they don't have to pay, you know, rent.
Right.
So on, some family businesses maybe survive. All the others will close.
Wow.
And this, you know, increase the phenomenon of monopoly and oligopoly is become stronger in the market.
Wow. We do have a caller, Andrea in Oklahoma. Andrea?
Hello?
Hello. Yes.
Okay. I used to work for the Homeland Security down at the borders, and the cameras that would catch illegals coming across the river, they used paintballs. They may not have paintball guns in Greece, but you can take a slingshot and maybe a cotton ball with a lot of paint on it and then hit that camera, and then that camera has paint on it. They have to protect those cameras. They can only take so much heat, and they have to replace them and stuff. So that might be a way to stop the cameras catching people needing to go to the grocery store. David had to go up against Goliath. He was a giant, and that must have taken a lot of nerves out of a little shepherd guy. But to think that there's so many people dying of this that are going into Bell's palsy right away, or they're having epileptic seizures. I mean, some of them are going home, and then all the sickness is coming in. But
from the vaccines, not from COVID, but from the vaccines.
Yeah, the vaccines.
Let's clarify that.
you don't want to get the vaccine, period, the end. And to, if you look at it like, because they're trying to say if you get the vaccine, it's going to keep you from getting COVID. Well, we all know that that's not true. You're going to still get COVID if you're exposed to it. And the masks are supposedly like a chain link fence, and a little bird can go right through that. But, you know, it's if there is kind of some sickness out there, because I've run into some people that have actually come down with it, and it was brutal, and some people have died from it, and their, you know, family gets really upset when people say there isn't. So the thing is the vaccine is deadly, and you don't want the vaccine. And that's it. That's my comment. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Andrea. But there are people who die of the flu, have died of the flu each year for several years, and what they are calling COVID now is probably the flu, because now all of a sudden we have no flu deaths. All we seem to have is COVID deaths. Whether you were hit by a car or run over by a bus, they reclassify it as a COVID death.
Yes, I wanted to tell something about the immigration that is coming, you know, illegal immigrants through the borders.
Mm-hmm.
The best way, you know, to stop it, of course, if you have a fence, is much better than to not exist, is through special, you know, drones.
Mm-hmm.
That they fly, and they with special logistics that can spot any move in a very long distance, so they can cover all the borders. In Greece, they have bought such a program, which was operating in conjunction with satellites, drones. And, you know, they never put it in operation, despite the fact that they paid it, I think, more than 20 million euros. Why? Because Israeli government didn't want it, and they didn't use it. It was quite interesting because it could spot the immigrants or the boats of immigrants, even from the moment that they were going from Turkish coast, and also could help with this program, you could make it operate and for businesses also. You know, had a very wide range of application. For example, you have animals, and someone goes to steal your animals. but anyway, and I wanted to tell you that this period of time, that it is prohibited to the people to go out to the streets. They let the immigrants to just pass free.
Oh, my gosh.
So every day now from the river of Evros are passing through. And now they close to one military camp in the area. They said that we will organize it for 5,000 immigrants. But this is crazy. Why? Because it is a sensitive area. It is just 1 kilometer from the border, and you are creating a new city of 5,000 Muslims there. So the same they do all over in Greece. They create new cities, actually, with immigrants. And the local population cannot protest And in those cities that they went out, there was very big police brutality. People were jailed, and they had to go to the courts then, and they paid very big penalties in money. So it is an excellent, you know, a period of time for those cultural Marxists who are executing a white genocide program.
Yes.
Yes, this is a rapid change of demographics. It is a bloodless genocide, and they change the structure of the population. Not only in cultural level, but in racial level. I don't know, in the future, things will be very bad. And in Greece, you know, in Greece, this year is the year of 200 years of the Greek uprising against the Ottoman Empire.
Right.
So, how we are going to celebrate this? There's a big question mark. And the second is the government made a committee in order to organize this celebration. And in this committee, all the members are cultural Marxists who what they do is actually going to say that it was wrong, this uprising. But you know, in Greece, national uprising, that they call it a revolution, but it was not actually a revolution, because revolution means you make a revolution against a legal government. But it was an occupation from a foreign entity. So this uprising, I believe it was the most bloody uprising in, let's say, modern history. Why? The Greeks were living in the region of today, of nowadays Greece. That period of time was 6,500,000. And do you know how many Greeks died until the end of this uprising? They died 5 million people.
Oh my goodness.
And they didn't die actually all fighting, but you know, Turkish, they were making big massacres. So it was not only in the fight, in the military, let's say, conflict. So they were going to this area, they were killing 60,000 people, to that area 10,000 people, old men, babies, women, everybody. So it was very bloody uprising in an environment that period of time that let's say international environment that didn't want the national uprising of the population.
Well, you're talking about multiculturalism, which is very bad.
Yes, now it's very bad, but now it's even worse, because after the policy that started actually in former Yugoslavia with Kosovo, what the State Department, Condoleezza Rice, said, that you know, in a region of a state, if an ethnic population has the majority, he has the right, you know, to make a different state. A minority, actually a minority inside the state, has the right to create an independent entity. And this is something that is operating like a time bomb in the whole region.
I have an audio clip. It's only 1 minute, 17 seconds that I would like to have the producer play regarding what you're talking about. Is that okay?
Yes, okay.
Yeah. Okay, we'll play it as soon as we get back. It's just 1 minute.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
All right, we are back. And let's go ahead and play that very, very short audio clip about multiculturalism.
Such.
As we heard, there are people in Sweden who support Israel and have a deep sense of the injustice of the present situation. It's these people who give hope to those who still believe that things will get better here. One of them is Barbara Spector, a former American who made Aliyah and then, 10 years ago, with the help of the government of Sweden, set up a non-denominational institute of Jewish learning with the Greek name of Paideia here in Stockholm. She believes the current wave of anti-Semitism in Sweden will pass and that Jews have an important role to play in a country undergoing profound change.
I think there's a resurgence of anti-Semitism because at this point
in time. Europe has not yet learned how to be multicultural. And I think we're going to be part of the throes of that transformation, which must take place. Europe is not going to be the monolithic societies that they once were in the last century. Jews are going to be at the center of that. It's a huge transformation for Europe to make. They are now going into a multicultural mode, and Jews will be resented because of our leading role. But without that leading role and without that transformation, Europe will not survive.
Paideia.
Okay.
Yes. It is interesting, you know, because in Greece there is a NGO from Israel that are helping the immigrants, but Israel is not accepting foreign immigrants to enter in their state. So in Greece, I think more than 100 NGOs right now exist. It's quite interesting also the laws that they made it. Why? Because in the past, if you wanted to work for the government, you were given some exams. And then they changed it. They said you are going to get the job according to your studies, your personal studies, and some social criteria. For example, if you have one child or if you have three children. And now, in order to get a job for the government, you are appointed through NGOs who are Marxist NGOs. So the penetration of these people is becoming inside the state machine, is becoming bigger and bigger. This is going to increase the problems that we are facing throughout the time. Also, the last law that was voted by the previous government was to change the criminal, the whole criminal code of the country. And so they made all the penalties lower. And this is something that increased the criminality after that.
Right.
So things are becoming worse. Also, I believe that we are going to face a problem with not finding enough food, because during the lockdown, it is forbidden the people who are in the agriculture section to work in the fields. And this is not normal. And I don't know what is going on.
It's deliberate. They have decided to close down production of food.
Yes.
That is deliberate.
Yes. And now some agriculture organizations in Greece called the population.
We have run out of time.
Okay.
Thank you so much for being on the program. It's wonderful talking with you again, even though
the
matter is terrible. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Take care. Thank you. Talk with you next week.
All right.
Bye-bye, listeners. Take care. Everybody have a good week, despite what's going on.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.